Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Richard Gilowitz is a virtuosic American fingerstyle guitarist who is arguably the finest exponent of the genre pioneered by his friends and mentors, John Fahey, Peter Lang, and Leo Kottke. Richard approaches this tradition with deep respect and care. In concert, he will often juxtapose a standard of American fingerstyle guitar with a classical piece and bookend both with strange stories and amusing anecdotes. Last year, Richard performed 3 concerts in Tasmania and gave a number of workshops. Despite arriving in the coldest, windiest week of Tasmania's maritime winter, he drew large, enthusiastic crowds for all of his performances. Mixing orchestral textures from his 6 and 12-string guitars, delighting audiences with silly tales and sonic adventures, Richard recorded the shows and has now released his Tasmania Live album. From that album and Richard Gilowitz, this is Both Sides Now. That was Orange Room from Richard Gilowitz and his new release, Tasmania Live. Recognized in the international field as a musician who composes and performs a kaleidoscopic mixture of instrumental selections, Richard forges a unique voice to include the expanse of his influences as his complex and energetic original works become stories from the guitar. His use of banjo-style picking patterns, classical arpeggios, tapping, and harmonics, as well as a rhythmic and percussive approach, bring a fresh impression to the listener. This next track from Richard Gilowitz is The Train and the Gate.
There's a crow in the tree, and he's laughing at me from the field by the house where I stay. His eyes black and cold know the lies that I've told, and his song mocks the music I play. It's not far from your heart to hers as the crow flies. It's not far from your heart to hers. The roads that you choose tear the soles from your shoes, but it's not far from your heart to hers. ¶¶ days passed, from the first to the last time I saw him from my windowsill. 7 nights long since I first heard his song, and it echoes inside of me still. It's not far from your heart to hers as the crow flies. It's not far from your heart to hers. The roads that you choose tear the soles from your shoes, but it's not far from your heart to hers. But he'd flown from his perch, and the tree stood alone in the wind. How can a thing hurt so much then take wing and make you feel like you've lost a friend? It's not far from your heart to hers as the crow flies. It's not far from your heart to hers. The roads that you choose tear the soles from your shoes, but it's not far from your heart to hers. It's not far from your heart to hers as the crow flies. It's not far from your heart to hers. The roads that you choose tear the soles from your shoes, but it's not far from your heart to hers. The roads that you choose tear the soles from your shoes, but it's not far from your heart to hers.
We just heard The Crow from John Flynn and his latest release, The End of the Beginning. In an era of deep division, John Flynn's songs call us together as they speak for the wounded, the weary, and the afflicted. Fusing the vision of an activist with the unblinking eye of a truth teller, John Flynn's music speaks deeply to the heart and to the spirit. A wordsmith and poet, he evokes our shared humanity as he addresses the times we live in through songs that resound with awareness, irony, humor, and compassion. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Beth Cahill's lifelong love affair with the mandolin led her to explore other instruments that speak to the world in fifths, tenor guitar, mandola, and cittern. This tonal structure, her off-the-beaten-path view of the world, and her voice are the foundations of her sound. Beth's latest release is titled Songs for Sarah, and from that album this song is Christmas Day in Flint, Michigan.
Spent the night in Chatham in a cheap motel. On the road before
morning, the snow. Clarity, don't you know? She displays all her sincerity, don't you know? She wants to do this right, slow down, boy. She wants to say goodnight, slow down, boy. You're falling in love. You're falling in love too fast. Does he got a secret up his sleeve? I don't know. Will she love somebody more than me? I don't know. She wants to say goodnight, slow down, boy. She's turning off the lights, slow down, boy. You're falling in love. You're falling in love too fast. Call me crazy, but it seems these games have lost their sting. It's never quite like the movies. And all I want is just to hold out for what love may bring. And maybe I'll take the long way. wants to do this right. Slow down, boy. She's turning off the light. Slow down, boy. You're falling in love. You're falling in love. Falling in love too fast.
From the Greensboro, North Carolina-based singer-songwriter Mike Garrigan, that was Falling in Love Too Fast. Mike is best known for having been the frontman of the Universal Records band Collapsus, who disbanded in early 2001. Currently, Mike performs solo and acoustically with Mark Kano. The summer concert season is in full swing, and here's a list of what's happening when. The String Cheese Incident does a show at Deer Valley on July 10th. Ringo Starr and his band perform at USANA Amphitheater on July 11th. Lucinda Williams plays at Deer Valley on July 16th. Red Molly plays at the Gallivan Center on July 21st. Mary Chapin Carpenter performs at Kenley Amphitheater on July 26th. And Neil Diamond does a show at Rio Tinto Stadium on July 28th. At Red Butte Garden this summer, the season continues with the B-52s and Squeeze on July 2nd, Brandi Carlile on July 15th, Josh Ritter on July 17th, Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers on July 19th, Los Lobos with Steve Earle on July 29th, and much more. In Logan, Blue Sage perform at Crum Brothers Bakery on July 14th, and Sarah Sample plays in the same venue on August 25th. Michael Jonathan's signature folkestral music is a pleasing blend of nicely arranged, mostly original songs that incorporate his guitar and banjo, along with occasional orchestral strings, into pretty little ditties with down-home messages. Besides a Kentucky home place, he now owns a cozy little cabin deep in the woods. And his new release, titled Front Porch, is about his search for home and a life full of music and starlight, holding hands, and dancing for no reason. From Michael Jonathan, this is Appalachian Road.
There's thunder in the starlight on this Appalachian eve. Moonlight casts a shadow where mountains used to be. Someone took a fountain pen and let the mountain go, and the earth began to rumble down Appalachian Road. Allow to bomb America to mine a heavy load. With the power of Hiroshima, a mushroom cloud arose. Every week they dynamite these mountains for the coal and detonate creation down Appalachian Road. They had their music, front porches, and their homes. The people would all gather to sing and praise the Lord. Music left these mountains, trading people for the coal. There is no rhyme or reason down Appalachian Road. Support their families. You chase away the tourists so no one else will see. Deceit and destruction are the seeds you sow, and you plunder down the hollows of Appalachian Road. We lost 500 mountains, and many more will go. But I know what will stop you before the next one blows. Just strap you to a mountain you're planning to explode, so you can blow yourself to pieces down Appalachian Road.
That was Josie from the 2010 Juno Award nominees, The Sultans of String, and their latest release titled Move. Called Canada's Ambassadors of Musical Diversity, the Sultans of String thrill their audiences with their global sonic tapestry of Spanish flamenco, Arabic folk, Cuban rhythms, and French gypsy jazz, celebrating musical fusion and human creativity with warmth and virtuosity. If you would like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk, and you'll find us. My thanks, as always, to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Although Chatham Street is only a couple of years old, husband and wife Peter and Crystal Prout have been playing music for years. Their sound has been called New Americana and carries multiple musical influences, from old-time gospel, bluegrass, and rootsy folk, yet has the edginess of the contemporary rock and pop music they grew up with. Chatham Street's new disc is titled All That Mattered, and this song is Orphan Girl.
Today I woke up and the world was wrong. All those that I come from, well, they've moved on. And I must forge ahead now in this world as an orphan girl. I'll probably be just fine here on my own, but now there's no one left to call it home. It's hard to think about the way things unfurl and that I'm an orphan girl. Yeah, I'm an orphan girl. I think of certain days in the past. It's stupid little things that make me laugh. Time to sing our song. One day you're here and the next you're gone. Nothing for me to do except move along as an orphan girl. As an orphan girl. Yeah, I'm an orphan girl.
I remember with fondness the 70s, recreational drugs, casual sex. But these days that's some risky business. I swear I'm a nervous wreck, and I know I'm romanticizing and being sentimental about those good old days when you couldn't die from making love and hard drugs were just the latest craze. White powder we thought couldn't hurt us. We could do it all night as we please. Left so many empty and broken. Drove so many spent the grocery money, they spent the rent to feed their desperate lust. They sold themselves body and soul, for they must do what they must.
Life in the 80s, so complicated.
It's no easy task to just stay alive. The rules have all changed.
It's such a dangerous game.
Life in the 80s, it's not so easy to survive.
It's not so easy to survive.
Charm generation who took their pleasures on the run. Now so many hearts are grieving for so many friends died so young. In a decade of heartbreak and sorrow, in a decade of caution and fear, it's a question of life on its own terms, with no easy answers appear.
Life in the 80s, it's so complicated.
It's no easy task to just stay alive. The rules have all changed.
It's such a dangerous game. Not so easy to survive. Not so easy to survive. Not so easy to survive. Not so easy to survive.
From Aztec Two-Step, that was Life in the 80s, from their new album, Cause and Effect. Aztec Two-Step are Rex Fowler and Neil Schulman, and this new release celebrates their 40th anniversary as a performing duo. The duo Still on the Hill have grafted the wild climbing vines of bluegrass, folk, classical, and mountain music onto the hardiest of Ozark rootstock. The result is a yet-to-be-named hybrid music that simply compels people to stop and listen. From the latest album from Still on the Hill called Red Curtain, this is The End.
Become your princess. and then the words, the end.
With a fresh country sound reminiscent of mid-period Graham Parsons, and with more than a nod to that ephemeral world that lies somewhere between Nashville and Bakersfield, Portland's James Lowe has taken his country-infected sound and created a new album titled Whiskey Farmer. Give a listen now to The Stars Don't Care from the James Lowe Western Front.
I went climbing up my family tree, and all I found was swamp and pipelines running through that barren town. Sure ain't no hallowed ground, it sure ain't no Eden to make my own. Stars shine on Texas, they shine on Paris, they shine on Portland. Stars don't care if I went there, where would I be? I live my whole life beneath them stars. Well, I went running to them city lights, and all I found was whores and jokers playing me. They play so cruel, like I'm some country fool, like I'm a boy straight a bit too far from home. The stars shine on Texas, they shine on Paris, they shine on Portland. The stars don't care if I went there, where would I be? I live my whole life beneath them stars. I don't care. Leaving, makes my mouth go dry. It's a cold and distant feeling that keeps me up each night. Everybody's waiting for the sun to rise in California. Everybody's watching for the sunny skies, California. Keeps a shotgun leaned against the bed. Shell beneath the pillow. It helps sleep, she said. And I know she wants to leave here. There's nothing I can do. I promise we'll get better before the year is through. 'Cause everybody's waiting for the sun to rise, California. And everybody's watching for the sunny skies, California.
That was Thinking California from the James Lowe Western Front and their new release titled Whiskey Farmer. This album shuffles, grooves, and sweats, practically begging to be played through the in-dash stereo of a pickup truck. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank technical producers Addison Pace and Shalane Smith-Needham for making this program sound wonderful. On the new album, the band James Lowe Western Front captures and paints in broad and specific strokes the lovelorn, embittered, and beaten-down state of the whiskey farmer with a perfectly lived-in sound that would be the envy of any alt-country up-and-comers. James Lowe captures the desperation of not only the whiskey farmer's life, but also the life of anyone who has ever strained for a better existence via lyrics that are rich with detail and poignancy. We'll close out the show with the title track to the James Lowe Western Fronts album, Whiskey Farmer. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk. This is Utah Public Radio.
The day I left you, you said I was crazy. You said I'd come back the day the sun burst into tears. Ground froze over, the sky went thunder, and heat stroke killed my best blue ribbon steer. Now the sun won't shine, the rain won't fall, horse won't pull my plow. I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne. That's all right with me. Cause I don't need to get down on my knees for no woman. It's a long hand that keeps me on this sad plantation. I don't need an explanation of the sins of man to make me see. Sun won't shine, the rain won't fall, horse won't pull my plow. I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne. Mountains or walk on water, I'd go down by the riverside and sleep for 15 years. When I wake up, if you still don't love me, I'll burn the farm, salt the land, and disappear. Sun won't shine, the rain won't fall, horse won't pull my plow. I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne. The sun won't shine, the rain won't fall, horse won't pull my plow. I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne. I'm a whiskey farmer trying to grow champagne.